the Tsarina's Daughter, written by Ellen Alpston and read by Anna Cripper. My little cousin, Ivan, is innocent. He is a baby, and as pure as only a one-year-old can be. But tonight, at my order, the infant Tsar will be declared guilty as charged. I fight the urge to pick him up and kiss him. It would only make things worse. Beyond his nursery door, there is a low buzzing sound, like that of angry bees ready to swarm the winter palace. Soldiers' boots scrape and shuffle. Spurs clink like stubby vodka glasses and bayonets are being fixed to muskets. These are the sounds of things to come. The thought spikes my heart with dread. There is no other choice. It is Ivan or me. Only one of us can rule Russia. The other one condemned to a living death. Reigning Russia is a right that has to be earned as much as inherited. He and my cousin, the regent, doom the country to an eternity under the foreign yoke. Under their rule, the realm will be lost. The invisible holy bond between Tsar and people irretrievably severed. I, Elizabeth, am the only surviving child of Peter the Great's 15 sons and daughters. Tonight, if I hesitate too long, I might become the last of the siblings to die.
Curse the Romanovs!
In vain I try to bar from my thoughts the prophecy that has blighted my life. Puddles form on the parquet floor, a slush drips from my boots. Their worn thigh-high leather is soaked from my dash across St. Petersburg. Despite my being an imperial princess, the Tsarevna Elizabeth Petrovna Romanovna, no footman has hooked a bearskin across my lap to protect me against the icy wind and driving snow while I sat snug in a sled. I had no muff to raise to my face in that special, graceful gesture of the St. Petersburg ladies, the dame. My dash towards my date with destiny had been clandestine. Snowfall veiled the flickering lights of the lanterns and shrouded the city. Mortal fear drove me on, hurrying over bridges, dodging patrolled barriers, the Schlagbaume, and furtively crossing the empty prospects where my hasty passage left a momentary trace of warmth in the frosty air. This was a night of momentous decision-making that I would have to live with forever. An anointed and crowned Tsar may not be killed, even once he is deposed, as it sets a dangerous precedent. Yet he may not live either, at least not in the minds of the Russian people, or according to the diplomatic dispatches sent all over Europe. What then is to become of the boy?